Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the heat is going to be a pain this weekend if you were looking to see a movie, specifically It Chapter 2, because everyone goes to the movies when it's that hot, right? Yeah. It's cool in the theater. That said, I have to see that movie. Huge fan of the book. Okay fan of the miniseries. Big fan of the movie.
Oh, boy.
Tanya?
Yes.
You saw a screening earlier this week.
I did.
Producer Tanya, I'm shocked that you love big, scary movies like this.
Really?
Yes.
I always have since I was a little girl, and actually specifically it, because I watched that miniseries with my mom. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I mean, I must have been like 8 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
Had no business watching that.
So,
right?
Tammy, have you seen it? You can't, right?
No, I have not seen it. I've read the book. I used to watch scary movies all the time with my mom when I was little, but they terrified me. I was the opposite way. So.
Oh, so it's not just clown movies. It's any horror movie you're not a fan of. I love good horror movie, man.
No. I think it's because it's the clown and it's because it's with little children. I really just, I can't.
Ooh,
do it.
Tammy, let me tell you another reason why you can't watch this movie.
Okay.
Because there are a ton of balloons in it.
Oh,
and
boy.
I know your fear of balloons.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding.
A clown with balloons, sweet lord.
I was going to say a dentist clown with balloons would probably be like the absolute worst. My mouth just hurt.
All right, well, you're dealing with that. Tanya, back to the movie.
I saw the movie. I've seen the first one. I loved the first one. And I'm going to say that I loved the second one just as much as the first one. It was a little longer than I thought it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like a 1,500-page book, isn't it? I mean, they got to do something with it.
But the movie felt like it dragged on too long.
Okay.
It's 2 hours and 50 minutes, FYI.
You see, I'm kind of glad that it's long.
Okay.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm kind of glad because it means to me that they kept a lot of really important to the book things in there, and that's important to me as a big fan of the book.
Okay.
But I'm petrified about a movie that I'm so anticipating sucking.
Mm.
So I love the fact, and I've read great things about the reviews have all said the same thing. It's darker than the first. How is that even possible?
It is darker.
But not as scary. Do you agree with that?
For me, it was more scary than the first one.
Okay.
I was probably about 15, 20 minutes into the movie and already thinking, what am I going to do tonight to make myself go to sleep? Because I know I won't be able to go to sleep tonight.
Oh, wow.
And then that carried throughout the entire movie. It was that scary for me.
And did that come true? Did you have trouble falling asleep because of nightmares?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God, really?
I did. I didn't have any nightmares, but I made sure that I watched happy things before I, you know,
happy things.
Happy on my phone or...
Can I ask a question that might offend you? I hope it doesn't.
Okay.
Do you think your current status right now as a pregnant woman, hormonal, might have something to do with that? Does that affect how you like...
That's...
It does. I love the Purge movies,
right?
But when I was pregnant, I went to go watch the newest one, and it scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
And you think it's because you're a mom now?
100%.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Interesting to me.
I look at things differently. There are certain things in movies that I used to be able to watch, or even books or things that I could read that I can't anymore now. After having 5 kids and now 2 grandkids, it's changed my perspective on a lot of things, and it's because... Maybe it's because there's more children to worry about. I don't know. It completely changed on how I look at things, and especially when it comes to like scary or violent or anything like that. It's totally changed.
I think that is true. And I think with the kids in the movie, and I don't know. I have no idea. I can't really explain it, but I did feel like I am more afraid now because I'm pregnant.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
So pregnant or not, it too is worth it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely worth it.
Did things change for you after you became a parent and you had children for like seeing scary movies? 833-287-1037. Did you find that it was different once you had kids? Let's go to North Park and say good morning to Tina. Tina, were you more afraid once you were pregnant?
Yeah, hormones, they can do a trick on you. When those hormones are kicking in, they can turn you around. Like, you cannot be afraid of something. All of a sudden, there's a paper goes by and you get scared.
So you're like me. I was less afraid before I had kids, but then once I did, it just got worse. You were like that?
Yes.
So now that your kids are older, do you still find yourself more afraid of things than you were before?
Aside from being afraid of what happens to my kids, not really. It kind of went back to normal. Yeah.
All right, thanks, Tina. 833-287-1037 to Rancho Penasquitos. It's Natalie. Natalie,
Did you look at things differently? Things scare you now that maybe didn't before when you got pregnant or had kids?
So I've never been able to do scary movies, but when I got pregnant, well, actually when I had my first baby, that show Teen Mom on MTV became like a scary movie to me. Like, I used to love that show. I watched it religiously. I watched like the OG, like the new G, I don't know what they're called, but like, I could not watch it after I had a baby. I was like, this is so stressful. Everybody's irresponsible. I can't deal with it.
That's really interesting. So it had nothing to do with a horror movie, quote unquote, but something that you loved that you can't even stomach anymore because of the fact you know the experience.
Yeah. I was like, this all seems like a terrible idea, and to put it on TV, probably worse.
Super interesting. Yes, Jess.
That's like last year when I went off on Home Alone because I just had Walt.
Here we go.
And I'm sorry, those parents are irresponsible.
Worst parents ever.
The worst parents, ever. The cops in that. Don't even get me started on the police department.
Horrible.
Dumbest
adults in the history of the world. Worst people ever. I agree.
I can't watch that movie anymore. I can't.
Yeah.
Not to mention that
they... Totally different perspective.
Right.
All right, so now you can't watch Teen Mom either. Sorry, Tanya. You're
okay,
out.
Okay, all right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.